think it's gotten harder and harder to project college players into the NFL because of the style of offense and reactively the style of defense.
There's a reason that people say scouting is not a science, and despite the fact that there are statistics and a lot of analytics out there, you still have human beings evaluating other human beings.
You're projecting into the future. You know, what is the growth potential in technique, maturity, and from the physical point of view? What player from one system to another system?
And then when it comes down to it, our batting average, we're just trying to hit that 300 mark to get us to the Hall of Fame, because I think our batting averages and projecting players are probably similar to guys trying to hit it in the major leagues. A 300 average is probably pretty darn good when you really sit down and analyze it.
For me, the hardest position to evaluate when you're going from college to the NFL is a safety position, just because you can go through three or four games worth of tape and you don't really see guys get near the football because so many bubble screens, so many quick hitters in the college passing game right now, it's tough to get a true evaluation. You can see a guy fill the alley. You can see him break down, tackle in space. But in terms of watching him play the ball, range off the hash and different things, you just don't get any opportunity to do that. You have to do a lot of work. It's talking about 7-8 games before you can really get comfortable with the safety.
Projecting college safeties into the NFL can be difficult because it's such a complete position at the next level. You not only have to be a run defender, you not only have to play disciplined football in center field, but you have to be able to do a variety of things. Play over the slot receiver, show good ball skills, show good instincts, good timing, good anticipation. You have to be quick, not only up the field, but laterally and sometimes in reverse.
You would really like to see all these things when you watch safeties in college. Unfortunately, you don't. And I think this is why safeties, maybe more than any position, people rely on measurables and testing. Because it's so hard to find safeties in college who exhibit all the traits that you would like to see for them to be really good NFL safeties.
Every team in the NFL needs a safety. I mean, there's a safety on every single team that their fan base says, well, I wish he wasn't on our team. Safety play in the NFL is probably one of the weaker positions.
What you'd ideally like is two safeties that are interchangeable. Then it makes it more difficult for an offense to figure out what you're in defensively.
It's very hard to play effectively today if both of your safeties can't, in a sense, play multiple positions.
It used to be you had two different types of safety, the athletic safety that you call free safety, and then your box safety that was involved in the run game. You could get away with a lesser athlete. That's no longer the case. Teams, more often than not, are trying to line up with two safeties that are athletic, because we go back to the offense is being so pass happy now.
With more three and four wide receivers on the field, there are very few strong safety types wearing the neck roll. They're going to come off the corner and just make tackles in the run game. They've got to be able to play against receivers from depth and cover a third wide receiver or a gifted tight end that's disguised really as a wide receiver in a tight end's body.
You would love to be able to see them play man-to-man on tight ends. You would love to be able to see them at times even play man-to-man on slot receivers. A great example of that in college, and he turned out to be a terrific rookie, was Kenny Vaccaro from Texas a year ago.
He was able to keep Tavon Austin in the slot and run with him. He was able to match up against Joker tight ends who were detached from the line of scrimmage.
Someone who has cornerback-type skills at the safety position, so he's not a liability if the opponents line up three or four receivers and you need to move him up over that slot receiver and ask him to play in man coverage.
I'm looking for those guys. Can he be 6'1", 6'2", 200-plus pounds who can run and cover? Can he just be a long guy, even if he isn't tall? Long arms, get that arm in there and make up that gap that's going to be created, because you're going to be riding the back of that big tight end. Can you get around him, or are you just going to be that gnat that's on the back of him? He's just going to carry you on downfield. That's where things have gotten way more difficult. A Harrison Smith coming into the league with the Vikings is a great example of much more of what we're looking for from the safety position nowadays.
From my perspective, I want a safety that can tackle, because 7-yard rushes are okay, 70-yard runs are not.
They may not they don't have to necessarily be the biggest hitters. You would like them to be big-time hitters, but they have to be sure tacklers, because more often than not, if the ball reaches a safety, that's the last line of defense, and that's the last chance the tackle being made.
Toughness and tackling, intelligence in terms of the communication from the back end.
That's usually the guy that's calling the defensive signals, certainly for the secondary. Get guys lined up, make checks at the last second, and get guys in order.
The quickest way to lose a football game is to not have the four, five, or six defensive backs on the same page. That's the responsibility of the safety.
We can talk all day long about 40 times and fluid hips and length and tall guys and everything else, but I think the most important thing, you got to have great instincts, and the great ones all have them.
And things are happening so fast, it doesn't always go by the book. You can make the greatest check, the corner doesn't get it. You have to realize that right away that, uh-oh, the corner missed my check. You have to compensate and cover for that corner in an instant. So you can't always just go by the book. You have to be able to think on your feet and be instinctive at the same time.
A lot of times you'll find safeties late in the draft because watching tape, you only see the guy make a couple of actual plays a game because he's so deep. But find a guy that has instincts and they'll play. That's why you can find some safeties later in the draft.